right? So latex at the Grammys. That was unexpected, right? Like, I was really surprised to see so much latex on the red carpet. You know, usually it's a pretty niche material, but to see it at such a mainstream event, it just made me think, okay, maybe things are changing. Maybe latex is about to have like a major moment. We're actually looking at this article from Latex247. It's a website dedicated to latex fashion, so they really know their stuff. And just reading this article, it seems like we could be witnessing a real shift in how latex is viewed and worn. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's definitely interesting the fact that it wasn't just one artist like experimenting with latex. You know, it was a bunch of musicians across different genres. It does make you wonder, like, is this a sign that latex is going more mainstream?
Okay, so let's get into the specifics. Courtney LaPlante, the lead singer of Spirit Box, you know, the metal band, she was actually the first to arrive in latex that night. Talk about making a statement.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize she was the first. That's pretty significant, actually. It's like she was setting the tone, you know?
Yeah.
Choosing latex for that initial impact.
Yeah, and she was wearing this amazing gown by Avellano. It was full-length black.
Yeah.
You know, square neckline, mid-length train. Elegant, but edgy.
Yeah.
You know?
And the fact that she's the lead singer of a metal band adds another layer to it, right? Like, metal music is often associated with leather and that kind of dark aesthetic. So to see LaPlante embrace latex, it makes you think about these materials and how they're perceived.
Absolutely. And then you have Jordan Pauline, the pop singer.
Yeah.
And she went in a completely different direction with latex. She wore this bright yellow ensemble. It was by an LA-based designer, Busted Brand. So we have a floor-length skirt with a slit, a boned and underwired corset top. And she even had fingerless opera gloves. I mean, talk about glam.
Wow, that's a statement piece. And the fact that she chose a local designer for the Grammys, which are in LA this year, it's like she's connecting with the location and maybe even highlighting a rising star in latex fashion.
Right. And the contrast between those two looks is incredible. Like, one all sleek black latex and the other this vibrant yellow showstopper.
Yeah.
It just shows how versatile latex can be.
Totally. And that's what's so interesting. Two different music genres, two totally different styles. But both embracing latex as a key element, it really does make you wonder, are we about to see latex everywhere? Is it becoming something people feel comfortable wearing in any context?
It's a good question and one we'll keep exploring. But I'm curious, what stood out to you the most from those two Grammy looks? Was there one that you found particularly striking or surprising?
That's a good question. I think what struck me was that they both chose full latex looks. You know, we often see celebrities incorporating a little bit of latex, like a pair of gloves or a trim on a dress. But to go full latex, especially at the Grammys, it suggests a real shift in how people view the material. And it's not just an accent, it's the whole statement. And I think that's significant.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's like they're saying, okay, we're not just dipping our toes in, we're diving right in. And that brings up some interesting questions about how latex is perceived. Because for a long time, it's been associated with certain subcultures, and maybe even carries a bit of a stigma for some people. But seeing it on the Grammys red carpet, worn by these huge artists, it could really change the narrative.
Right, and it makes you wonder if latex is going to lose some of its edge if it does become more mainstream. Or maybe it'll retain that edge and become more accepted and celebrated for its unique qualities.
It's a fascinating conversation. I'm glad we're having it. Because it's not just about fashion. It's about how we perceive and express ourselves through what we wear.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember fashion is always evolving. What's considered edgy or taboo today could be totally normal tomorrow. That's part of what makes exploring these trends so interesting.
Okay, so we've established that latex made a statement at the Grammys. But to really understand what this means for the future of latex fashion, I think we need to take a deeper dive into the history of this material.
Yeah, definitely. Latex has a long and interesting history. Understanding that history can give us some clues about why we're seeing this surge in popularity now.
So let's go back in time. Let's trace the trajectory of latex from its origins to its current place in the fashion spotlight. Are you ready for a history lesson?
I am. Let's do it. Let's see where this latex journey takes us.
Well, latex's journey in fashion, it's not exactly a straight line. It's more like a winding path, you know? It's been embraced and rejected, fetishized and demonized, hidden away, and then brought back into the spotlight. It's really fascinating.
Oh, wow. It sounds like there are some stories to tell here. Where does it all begin?
Let's go back to the 1800s. That's when we first start seeing rubber being used in clothing. And rubber is, of course, the natural source of latex. Think raincoats and waterproof boots. Very practical items.
So not quite the glamorous Grammy looks.
No, not exactly. But things started changing in the early 20th century. technology advanced and people figured out how to process latex. They could make it thinner, more pliable. That opened up possibilities for more fitted garments. Ah, so this is where latex starts to enter the realm of fashion.
Yeah, but it was still very much on the fringes, you know? It wasn't until the mid-20th century that latex really started to gain some traction. Designers like Dior and Givenchy, they began experimenting with latex in their collections. They were drawn to its unique texture, its ability to cling to the body and create these dramatic silhouettes.
I bet that raised some eyebrows back then. What was the reaction like?
Yeah, it was definitely mixed reviews. Some people were intrigued. They saw it as this daring new look. Others were shocked, even scandalized. And this is where that association between latex and fetish wear starts to take hold.
Right. Latex is form-fitting and revealing, so I can see how it could be both alluring and, for some people at the time, a little too suggestive.
Exactly. It pushed boundaries, challenged norms. And for some groups, it became a symbol of transgression. But at the same time, latex was being used in more mainstream settings, too. In films and even in everyday clothing, like gloves and swimwear.
So it's like latex was living this double life. Underground and overground, embraced by those wanting to make a statement, but also by those who just appreciated its unique qualities.
Exactly. And that duality has kind of continued throughout latex's history. It's never completely disappeared from fashion. It just pops up in different ways depending on the cultural climate, you know, the trends of the moment and who's embracing it.
Which brings us back to the Grammys and this potential turning point for latex. Do you think these recent appearances by musicians like Courtney LaPlante and Jordan Pauline signal a new chapter for latex and fashion?
It's hard to say for sure. It's still early, but it's definitely a moment to pay attention to. We're seeing artists from different genres creating totally different looks with latex. It suggests that maybe it's shedding some of its old baggage and becoming more widely accepted.
And maybe it's not just about latex itself. Maybe it's about a broader shift in how we view fashion and self-expression. It seems like people are more open to unique materials and experimenting with styles that might have been considered outside the norm before.
I think you're right. There's a growing appreciation for individuality and pushing boundaries. And latex, with its history of challenging conventions, fits right into that.
This conversation is making me think about the technical side of things. Latex as a material has these unique qualities that make it both challenging and rewarding to work with. Have you ever seen latex being made or worked with up close?
I haven't seen the production process myself, but I've read about it, and it's quite interesting. It starts with rubber trees. They tap the trees and collect this milky white sap, that's the natural latex, and then it's processed and vulcanized. That makes it more durable and elastic.
Wow, I'm picturing someone tapping a rubber tree and this milky white sap dripping out. It's so different from how most fabrics are made.
It is very different, and that's what makes latex so unique. It's not a woven fabric like cotton or silk. It's this liquid that can be molded and shaped, and that allows for some really innovative designs.
And it has this incredible sheen and texture, so different from anything else.
Yeah.
It can look almost futuristic, like something you'd see in a sci-fi movie. But at the same time, it can also have this very classic, almost vintage feel. Like those old Hollywood glamour shots.
You're right. It can straddle different eras and aesthetics. And that's part of what makes it so interesting for designers. Latex can be futuristic, retro, edgy, elegant, even playful. Like we saw with Jordan Pauline's Yellow Grammys outfit.
It really seems like latex is having a moment. But what about actually wearing it? What's the experience like? It can't be the most comfortable material, can it?
Well, comfort is relative, right?
Yeah.
And with latex, it really depends. The garment, the fit, how it's been treated. One challenge with latex is that it doesn't breathe very well.
So maybe not your go-to fabric for a summer day.
Probably not. But there have been advancements in latex technology. There are thinner, more breathable varieties now. And there are ways to treat latex to make it more comfortable against the skin.
It sounds like there's a lot of innovation happening in the world of latex. And maybe that's part of what's driving its popularity. But beyond the technical stuff and the Grammys buzz, what do you think is fueling this renewed interest in latex fashion?
I think it's a few things coming together. There's a cultural shift happening for sure, more acceptance of individuality and a willingness to experiment. But there's also this growing awareness of sustainability and ethical production. And latex being a natural and renewable resource fits into that as well.
So it's not just about aesthetics. It's about making conscious choices about the materials we wear and their impact on the environment.
Exactly. A lot of people are thinking about that these days. They want their fashion choices to reflect their values.
Okay, so we've talked about the history of latex, the technical aspects, the cultural influences, the ethical considerations. But there's one thing I still want to explore. the symbolism of latex.
Ah, yes, that's a crucial aspect. Latex isn't just a material, it carries a lot of cultural baggage, both positive and negative.
Exactly. It has this complicated relationship with sexuality, power, rebellion. How has latex been used symbolically throughout history?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, latex has been associated with fetish wear and BDSM culture. It's often seen as a symbol of transgression pushing boundaries.
And that association has sometimes led to latex being stigmatized or even censored. But at the same time, it's also been embraced by people who see it as a way to express their individuality and challenge societal norms.
Right. And in recent years, we've seen latex being reclaimed and reinterpreted. Designers are using it to create garments that are both beautiful and powerful. It challenges the idea that latex can only be used for shock value or sexualized imagery.
It's like latex is being liberated from its past.
Exactly. And I think that's a really exciting development. It opens up so many possibilities for how latex can be used and what it can represent.
So we're seeing latex come full circle, from its early days as a purely functional material to its current status as a symbol of both transgression and empowerment. It's a fascinating journey. And I'm curious to see where it goes next.
Yeah, me too. And that's the beauty of fashion. It's always evolving, always reflecting the changes happening around us.
Okay, so we've explored the past, present, and potential future of latex fashion. But let's bring this back to the listener for a moment. What does all of this mean for them? Why should they care about this shiny, sometimes controversial material?
It comes down to this. Latex is more than just a fabric. It's a statement. It reflects changing attitudes about self-expression, body image, and sustainability. Whether you personally embrace latex or not, it's a trend worth paying attention to because it tells us something about the world we live in and where we might be headed.
As we've been talking about latex and its, you know, its journey through fashion history, I've been thinking about how it's often seen as this really bold material, you know, like a statement piece. But I wonder if there's also a subtler side to latex. A way to incorporate it without going full-on catsuit. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Latex can be incredibly understated and elegant. It doesn't have to be all, you know, in your face.
Yeah.
Think of a simple latex top with some tailored trousers. Or a pencil skirt with a subtle latex trim.
Yeah, I like that. Using latex as an accent.
Exactly. And because it has such a unique texture and sheen, even a small touch can really elevate an outfit.
And for someone who's maybe a little intimidated by latex, starting with a smaller piece could be a good way to experiment, right?
Totally. You could try latex gloves, a belt, even a headband. It's all about finding what feels comfortable and authentic to your style.
That's so important, authenticity. Because I think sometimes people get caught up in trends and they feel like they have to wear something just because it's in, even if it doesn't really fit their personality. But the real magic of fashion is finding those pieces that let you express yourself genuinely.
Absolutely. Fashion should be about self-expression, not conformity. And latex, with its history of pushing boundaries, it can be a great tool for exploring your individuality.
It's like latex gives you permission to stand out.
Exactly. And we're seeing that more and more these days, this celebration of individuality, this rejection of those old-fashioned rules.
Yes, refreshing.
And I think social media has played a big role in that. It's given people a platform to share their style and connect with others who appreciate it.
Right. It's like social media has democratized fashion.
Totally. It's not just dictated by designers and magazines anymore. Everyone has a voice.
And that opens up so many possibilities for creativity.
It does. And I think latex, with its versatility, you know, it can be bold, it can be subtle. It's really well suited for this new era of fashion freedom.
It's like latex is the perfect material for right now.
I think so.
It reflects our desire to express ourselves.
And our growing awareness of sustainability.
Exactly.
As more designers experiment with latex, I think we'll see even more innovative and unexpected uses for it.
I'm excited to see where it goes.
Me too.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into latex fashion, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away?
I think the main takeaway is that fashion is more than just clothes. It's a reflection of who we are and what we value. And latex, with its history and its unique properties, it's a reminder that fashion can be a tool for self-expression, a conversation starter, even a catalyst for change.
That's a great way to put it. Thanks for joining me on this exploration of latex fashion. It's been really eye-opening.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, I hope you feel inspired to embrace your own unique style and never be afraid to experiment.
Yes. Experiment. Have fun with it.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a fascinating topic. Until then, stay curious.